Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Early morning hours this morning, and right now we're at 49 degrees. That is the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of mourners continue filing past the casket of Pope Francis, lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica.
The basilica was set to close at midnight, but the Vatican allowing an extension, some had waited 6 hours.
Because of the respect that I have for him and the great person he was, it's worth the wait.
Some Catholic, some not, many of them praising his compassion.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
For those unable to make the pilgrimage to Rome, masses are being held around the world.
ABC's Lana Moise, 50,000 people have now passed through in Rome. Russia striking the capital of Ukraine overnight, killing 9, wounding 70 others in Kyiv. President Trump angry. Ukraine said no to a proposed peace deal that would deny Ukraine NATO membership and allow Russia to keep the territory it's taken so far. This is ABC News. President Trump easing up on the tariff talk with China, but a trade truce is far from being signed, says ABC's Jonathan Carl.
What we have seen is a change in tone. A change in tone is not a change in policy. We have seen nothing publicly anyway in terms of talks starting with the Chinese. I also reached out to the Chinese embassy in Washington and said, have there been any conversations between President Trump and President Xi? They did not answer that question. The White House didn't answer that question. But the Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson did say the doors are open for talks with the United States.
Boeing CEO says China has stopped taking delivery of its planes and is even returning some of them because of the Trump tariffs. President Trump signing more executive orders on Wednesday focused on the nation's universities. One of them requires the schools to disclose large foreign gifts. Another changes the way graduate programs are accredited. Another focuses on DEI initiatives. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turner push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Attention peanut butter lovers. That includes most of us. Take your peanut butter to the next level with fresh, all-natural peanut butter made in-house at Whitaker's Market. We have four options available. All-natural, organic, honey-roasted, and almond butter. Each one is very fresh and very tasty. Just one more reason to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday, Wilmer Flores with a two-run single in the sixth inning, making another strong start by Giants ace Logan Webb stand-up. And San Francisco beat the Brewers 4-2 last night. Now a lead of 2-1 in the series for the Giants. They will play again today in the series finale. Elsewhere, yesterday in the National League, it was Atlanta 4-1 over St. Louis, Cincinnati 5, Miami 2, the Mets 4-3 over Philadelphia, Cubs 7, Dodgers 6. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Cleveland 1, Seattle 8-5 over Boston, Houston 3, Toronto 1, Minnesota 6-3 over the White Sox, Bucks and the Athletics over Texas 5-2. Detroit was a winner, 6-0 over San Diego. Washington 4, Baltimore 3. Pittsburgh 3-0 over the Angels. And Tampa Bay beat Arizona 7-6. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 109, Orlando 100, Cleveland 121, Miami 112, Houston 109, Golden State 94. NHL playoffs, Washington 3-1 over Montreal, Los Angeles 6, Edmonton 2, and in overtime, Dallas beat Colorado. That score was 6-1. The doors are open in Green Bay for the NFL draft to get underway later today. Doors will open at noon, and folks getting packed in there and ready for the first round of NFL drafting coming up tonight in the championship, Title Town. That's a look at sports. We'll have more coming up a little later on this morning at 6:40.
It's important to pay attention to stress triggers, especially as we age. Senior Life Solutions at the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds us chronic stress can lead to increased heart rate and blood pressure. If you or someone you love is struggling with added stress, reach out to Senior Life Solutions. Anyone can make a referral. Call today at 608-647-6321, extension 2040. That's 647-6321, extension 2040.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory loss, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 68, maybe some peaks of sunshine later on. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, a low of 47. For Friday, rain tapering off by midday and a high of 56. Saturday, pleasant with mainly sunny skies and a high of 63. We have a south-southwest wind right now at 4 miles per hour, and we've had occasional showers along the way this morning. We are at our overnight low, which is 48 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free.
and Shay as we give you the wake-up call today on WRCO. And some things are always going to be, including off and down, up and down, roller coaster ride weather of April. That's for sure. Crazy times in Green Bay. NFL draft is going. I actually have talked to a few local folks that are going up or know someone who's going up to Green Bay to be a part of the frenzy. Hopefully they have a place to stay. One of the things that Mike Clements talked to us about, and he'll be there to cover that. We'll join him tomorrow morning from Green Bay. But he sometimes stays at a hotel in Green Bay and gets a pretty good rate because he's there often. But it's $90 a night, which this day and age is not bad. But that same hotel has jacked it up to $600 a night to stay because rooms are so hard to come by. They're cashing in. But I do believe before I'd pay that much, I'd probably rest in the vibe overnight. Here's Don Williams.
Darling, if you ever leave me, well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again. No one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn him down, 'cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? I guess with you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. If you ever get tired of me, well, I won't someone new, 'cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. Settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. When I
Shadazy on WRCO Radio and Little Goodbyes. Still a few droplets of rain in the mud puddle outside the window today, and it's 48 degrees.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sin. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the season I'm sown.
They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the rain at the end of my wrongs. Heavy end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. The devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Shabuzi and a little good news. We can all use that, absolutely. Well, the good news is that flowers are starting to pop and grass is really greening up. I've actually seen some people mowing. So it is that time of season. It's a little sandier there in most of my area in Sextonville, so not yet, but soon we'll be complaining about it. Here's Craig Morgan.
I don't know why I left.
I don't know why I left.
But I know it won't be long.
But I know it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
Till I get back home. Gave me a green uniform and black boots for my feet. 18 and wild as hell, I thought it would be neat. They put me on a plane to some strange foreign land. I said goodbye to Mom and Dad and hello to Uncle Sam. Once I was a soldier, not afraid to die. Now I'm a little older, not afraid to cry. Every day I'm thankful just to be alive. When you've been where I've been, any kind of life is paradise. Christmas of 89 was a lonely time for me. Panama's probably fine, but it was nothing like Tennessee. Never thought the day would come when I might have to kill a man. Did not sleep a wink that night, but we won for Uncle Sam. Once I was a soldier, not afraid to die. Now I'm a little older, not afraid to cry. Every day I'm thankful just to be alive. When you've been where I've been, any kind of life is
Country and Community, WRCO. Good morning. Our news, weather, and sports update is next.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory issues, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 68. Some peaks of sunshine could develop later on. Another chance of rain maybe late tonight coming in. Right now we have a temperature of 48 degrees after some rainfall in the night and some passing showers and thunderstorms.
Court and Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court and Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Farmers are changing what they are planting this year because of the tariffs with China. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans. Farmers may be moving to corn or other crops to cover the difference. Legislation that could help identify Wisconsin's missing in action will be reintroduced this session. Tuesday was Veterans Day at the Capitol, and Jordan Tillison with the Wisconsin VFW spoke about the importance of the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project, calling it important for MIA families and for the mental health of the surviving veterans. The volunteer group generally receives no state or federal funding and searches for missing personnel as assigned by the Department of Defense. Representative Christine Sinicki said her bill would establish a program to allow the UW team to focus on Wisconsin missing in actions. Currently, they must search for the MIAs assigned to them by the Department of Defense. There are approximately 81,000 Americans who remain missing from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Roughly 1,500 of those are from Wisconsin. This will be the fourth session in which the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced the bill to provide annual funding for teams to search specifically for Wisconsin's missing in action. A federal monitor says more children are being held in Wisconsin's youth prisons than earlier this year. The federal task force that monitors Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools in northern Wisconsin says there are about 30 more residents at the facilities than in January. The report says that agents say the state should be doing more to use administrative justice to handle youth crime. However, staffing levels are up and the state is meeting 90% of the goals the federal government wants in the wake of the 2017 investigation that started the monitoring. The Dane County Regional Airport is resuming nonstop flights to Los Angeles. The flights will resume May 21st, with service running twice a week through August 30th. Airport Marketing Director Michael Rikers says the season on the seasonal route to L.A. is a testament to the community's demand for convenient air service. Dane County Regional Airport now provides nonstop flights to 17 destinations. The airport also recently expanded its south terminal to include new restaurants, a bar, and family amenities like a mother's lounge and children's play area. The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command pictures on the wall. The photographs of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had been turned around to face the wall. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it." Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened. Colonel Sheila Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold that position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote. That statement says the matter is still under review. Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be new spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process, but again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished. A reminder today that UW-Madison Division of Extension, Vernon, and La Crosse counties will host a regional housing summit series beginning Tuesday, May 6th from 8:30 until 3:15 at the Hillsboro Brewing Company in Hillsboro. The registration fee is $25. Register online by today at the Driftless Rural Housing Summit. In-person registrations may occur on the day of the event. Contact Hannah McKeever for more details.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
It was a dark and stormy night again with some thunder and lightning, some scattered showers that passed through, leaving anywhere between about 2/10 of an inch to about a 1/2 inch of rain over parts of our listening area. Today's high 68. Some peaks of sunshine could develop later. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 70% chance of rain, mainly late. A low of 47. Friday, rain tapers off by midday, mostly cloudy and breezy and cooler, a high of 56. Right now, the air is calm, and after the early morning reading of 55 degrees, we're at 48.
Wilkinson Auctions annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auctions lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692 or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at tonight's area schedule. Could be some wet grounds again today, but we'll see how it goes. And details on a Brewer loss last night on the West Coast. Plus, the NFL Draft is opening up today in Green Bay.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
On today's area high school sports schedule, there is a JV golf match at Prairie du Chien for team members of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Also, Richland Center girls soccer will be home against Dodge Point tonight. It's a night they honor Rotary youth. They'll be recognized at halftime of the game. Dodgeville will be the site for the Richland Center softball team today. River Valley's baseball team is home against Potosi-Cassville. The River Valley soccer team is home against Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca, and River Valley softball team slated to play at home against Prairie du Chien. For Riverdale action tonight at Boscobel's track meet, and also Riverdale is playing host to Platteville in varsity baseball, and the Riverdale softball team is taking on Cuba City. For Ithaca, the Ithaca Weston track team is headed to Royal High School, and the Bulldogs will be at home against Kickapoo in baseball and softball, and Weston is scheduled to go to Lafarge Youth Initiative for baseball and softball. The doors in Green Bay open at noon today for the 2025 NFL Draft. The league and the Packers are projecting an attendance of about 250,000 pro football fans. A red carpet event starts inside the draft house at 4 p.m. inside the Lambeau Field Bowl. The clock starts ticking on the first pick at 7 p.m. The NFL says it has hired about 2,200 Wisconsin workers to make sure the event is a success over the next 3 days. Brian Gutekunst summed it up as Green Bay gets set to host.
It's been really cool to see the organization, the city, everybody rally around. You know, I mean, this is something I don't think a lot of people thought could ever happen. And whatever complications there are, you know, trouble getting in and out of here, well worth it. And I'm just really excited to see, you know, how this thing comes together. And I just think you got to give Mark a lot of credit. I mean, this was obviously his vision, and for him to be able to pull this off has been really cool to see.
In other football news, Steve McMichael, a star defensive tackle on the Chicago Bears' famed 1985 Super Bowl championship team, has died following a battle with ALS. He was 67. His publicist, Betsy Shepard, told the Associated Press that he died yesterday afternoon. McMichael had a larger-than-life personality that made him a fixture in the Windy City for decades. The Brewers got the tying run to second base in the ninth inning before the last two batters were retired last night. The 4-2 loss means Milwaukee will be going for the four-game series split this afternoon. Starting pitchers Freddie Peralta and Logan Webb were effective, keeping the game scoreless until the bottom of the sixth. Peralta took the loss, although the run scored after he was removed. Bryce Terang doubled with the bases loaded in the ninth for the only extra base hit of the game. Tobias Myers gets the start today for Milwaukee. Also last night, the Cubs were winners over the Dodgers, 7-6, Mets 4-3 over Philadelphia, Cincinnati 5, Miami 2, Atlanta 4-1 over St. Louis. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Cleveland 1, Seattle 8-5 over Boston, Houston 3, Toronto 1, Minnesota over the White Sox 6-3, Athletics 5, and Texas 2. Interleague play, Detroit 6-0 over San Diego, Washington 4, Baltimore 3, Pittsburgh 3-0 over the Angels, and Tampa Bay a 7-6 win against Arizona. It happens every year. The Bucks lose a couple of playoff games, and the speculation that Giannis Antetokounmpo will be traded starts again. The Milwaukee star has made it apparent he doesn't care about stats, MVP awards, or other honors. He wants another NBA title like 2021. ESPN calls it the elephant in the room. The speculation about possible trades. The Bucks franchise isn't in a good position right now, and yes, the front office could demand a big haul of players and draft picks for him. The question appears to be, will he demand a trade? That's sports for today, Thursday, April 24th. I'm Phil Nee. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted. In her eyes there's mystery. Every time she smiles at me, I know how it could be and I'm tempted. Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her sweet kiss. Can't take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny it. I'm tempted.
Marty Stewart on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. I'm often tempted in the morning, especially if someone brings donuts. You know, that's tough. It's like, oh, no, I shouldn't. But, oh, it looks so good. It's calling my name. Now, I can stay away from some. Some of them I'm like, eh, whatever. But some good old cake donuts with a little coffee, that's good stuff, you know. It's on my training table once in a while. Here's George Strait.
Oh, how you sparkle, and oh, how you shine. That flush on your cheeks is more than the wine. And he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. He must have stolen some stars from the sky and gave them to you to wear in your eyes. I had my chances, but I set you free, and now I wonder why I couldn't see. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me.
Darling, I've wasted a lot of years not seeing the real you. But tonight your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time to let you know. So before he takes you away, please let me say, you look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see.
Classic George Strait on WRCO. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. The Boaz Lions Club will host a scholarship pancake supper this evening from 4 until 7. Cost of the supper will be $10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 10, and free for children under 5. At the same time, don't miss the event sign bake sale, which is happening tonight in Boaz as well.
Home repair assistance. ¿Tiene una emergencia de reparación en su hogar? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ofrecemos asistencia para reparaciones urgentes a fin de garantizar que su hogar siga siendo seguro y habitable. Desde arreglos críticos en el techo hasta mejoras esenciales en eficiencia energética, estamos comprometidos a ayudar a quienes más lo necesitan. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo para ver cómo podemos ayudarle en una situación de emergencia. Facing a home repair emergency? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. We provide assistance for urgent home repairs to ensure your home remains safe and livable. From critical roof fixes to essential energy efficiency upgrades, we're committed to helping those in need. Call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can assist you in an emergency situation.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Richland County Fairgrounds.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday, it's racing for everyone. ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
48 degrees at WRCL. Maybe a little bit of thunder and lightning woke you in the night. I realized it was doing something. I saw it a couple of flashes before I went to bed out the window. I thought, okay, man, somebody flashing their car lights on my window. Okay, oh, there it is, lightning. And then in the night, heard that a little bit. Always kind of hypnotizing when you have rain on the roof, and we did that for a while as well. That makes for some good sleeping weather, if you ask me. Today, a high of 68. Some peaks of sunshine could develop by the afternoon and still fairly mild. And then 47 tonight. That's when we could see a chance of rain. Maybe, again, some more significant rain. A 70% chance starting late tonight. 48 right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
You were too bad for a little square town with your hip-hop hat and your pants on the ground. Heard you cussed out, Mama pushed Daddy around before you tore off in his car. Now here you are running these dirty old streets, tattoo on your neck, fake gold on your teeth. Got the hood here, snow, but you can't fool me. We both know. Homeboy, you're gonna wish one day you were sitting on a gate of a truck by the lake with your high school fame on one side, ice cold beer on the other. Ain't no shame in a blue California little house, little kid, little small town story. If you don't ever do anything else for me, just do this for me, brother. Come on, homeboy. Us barefoot kids in the yard, man, it seems we were just catching snakes in the barn. Now you caught up in this mix. I can use a little help unloading these bales. I can keep you pretty busy with a hammer and nail. Ain't a glamorous life, but it'll keep you out of jail. I worry us all. Hands of time,
Mama's going gray and so's daddy's mine. I wish you'd come on back and make it all right before they're called homeboys.
Church, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We hope you're doing fine today, and we bring out a news update from ABC next. It is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC